Well, let's just open our hearts to the word of the Lord this morning. I'd like for you to pray with me. Father, I just thank you for each and every one that's here today. We especially thank you today, Lord, for our mothers. Lord, we just thank you for the blessing that they are to us and the spiritual guidance, the influence, the impact that they've had in our lives. And Father, I thank you this morning for the word of the Lord to have free course in our lives today to accomplish what you have sent it to do. Lord, may it be to your honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are continuing our series just simply called It Works. As believers, our faith, our walk with God should be something that's real, something that's life-changing, something that really makes a difference in our lives. It should be something that works. There's a whole lot of things in this world that don't work. A few years ago, some of you may remember this, Reebok came out with a special line of shoes. They had two models. One was called Easy Tone and one was called Run Tone. And in the advertising, they claimed that all you have to do is wear these shoes and they will strengthen and tone your legs and your backside. Now, some of you, you remember because you tried them. Just in that hope that could this really work? Could it be that easily? And it's amazing how we're always looking for that something special, easy thing that so often doesn't work. Well, Reebok got in trouble because the Federal Trade Commission investigated and decided that their claims were totally false. And so they ordered them to pay out $25 million in refunds to customers. But it's just one of a million examples of things that don't work. How many things are there in our life? And I'm not talking about things that we bought. I'm talking about things that we do. Things that don't really work. You know, we've all heard it said, winners never quit. In fact, I've said that many, many times, and it's certainly true. Winners never quit when it comes to their dreams and it comes to their goals. They press on, and by faith, they keep standing and keep standing. You never quit, because if you quit, you lose. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. But in one way, winners do quit all the time, and that is simply that winners quit doing things that don't work. In fact, if you look through history at a lot of the famous and successful people and great inventors, they all said this, that they tried this and failed, and then they tried this and they failed, they tried this and they failed, until they finally found what works. And why can't we just apply that simple logic in our faith and our walk with God and then just live in life? So many things that don't work. We need to look to the Word of God and find out what does work. The Word of God tells us, makes it very plain and very clear that prayer works. Prayer works. Now, I want to clarify this morning. I've heard some prayers that don't work. We went to a graduation exercise this week, and somebody did some kind of invocation thing, and when it was done, I looked at Carmen and I said, "What was that?" And she said, "It was a prayer." And I said, "Really?" Of course, you know, maybe I'm telling on my own ignorance here, but I only recognized about three words in the whole prayer. You know, the rest of them are all big words I didn't even know. But I was just like, "Were they talking to God?" I couldn't tell that. And so I'm clarifying right now that not all prayers work, but let me tell you, when you pray sincere prayers according to the Word of God and you pray in faith, I'm telling you, those kind of prayers work. When you're praying according to the will of God, you know that you have the petitions that you've asked of Him. You know He hears us, and if He hears us, we have the petitions we've asked of Him. That kind of prayer works when you pray in faith. Now, the very first message of this series was about faith, that faith works. The efforts of man fail. And I realize that it might seem a little redundant this morning, but I really believe that God put this message on my heart to preach today on Mother's Day, because there is such a desperate need for more prayer in the body of Christ, more prayer in our personal lives. Because prayer is what really gets the job done. Prayer is what works. Listen, all of our efforts, our energy, our struggle and striving, it is all for naught. It's all futile without God's help. And the way that we get God's help is by asking. We ask in prayer. The Bible tells us this in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. We're supposed to be praying all the time, constantly praying throughout our day. We start our day before we even begin, before we even head out the door, we ought to be praying. Before we get in traffic, we certainly ought to be praying. We ought to be praying in the workplace, at school, and we certainly ought to even be praying in our home. How many homes are struggling? The relationships falling apart. I'm telling you, prayer works. How we need to learn to pray every day. But first and foremost, let me say this. If we want to have a real relationship with God, you can't leave prayer out. Prayer is what works. All of the efforts of man to be religious and to be good and maybe even doing a lot of the right things, but when you leave prayer out of the equation, there's no real relationship with God. In Revelations chapter 3 and verse 20, the Lord says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. Now, this verse of Scripture certainly applies to people who are lost, that if they'll open the door, God will come into their life. But this was actually written to the lukewarm church. Lukewarm. And here was the fix for being lukewarm. He says, repent and be zealous. And then he says, if any man hears my voice and opens the door. Here's the fix for a church, for people who aren't really on fire for God. They need to open the door and have more relationship, more fellowship, more communion with a God who has already made the way. He opened a new and living way for us through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet it's up to us to open that door through prayer. It's not enough just to know about the Lord or to have met him one time or to talk to him once a year. No, it should be a relationship that every day we enjoy, such a privilege to have a relationship with the Almighty God. And the way that we have that relationship is through prayer. Prayer works. You want to know God more? You want him to be more real in your life? Prayer works. It should be something that we live each and every day. Because we're not just living by what we see, we live by faith. And prayer is the first part of us putting our faith into action. We pray, not because we want to be religious, but because we believe that it makes a difference. He knows the things that we have need of before we even ask, but we're supposed to ask. In Luke 18 and 1, it says, then he spake a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. We should always pray and never give up. Never quit praying. No, that's what works. It may not seem like it's working. You may not see anything happening for a while, but I'm telling you, prayer works. Jesus then goes on and he tells the parable of the unjust judge and how that because of the persistence of the widow woman, he answered her request and gave her justice. Our Heavenly Father is not an unjust judge, but a just judge. And he says that he will avenge us speedily. He'll answer our prayers. We can count on him, but we've got to be persistent in prayer and never, ever, ever give up. I'm telling you, prayer works. The enemy of your soul will try to convince you that you can do it on your own or that other things will get it done or if you just do a little more of this or a little more of that, anything but praying. But I'm telling you, prayer is the one thing that you can always know will work. Jesus said in Luke 11 and 9, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." See, we're supposed to be asking. We're supposed to be asking. And I just want to encourage you. Prayer is the most powerful thing that you will ever do in your life. Because when you pray, you are bringing the power of the Almighty into this world, into your situation, into your personal life. Prayer is very powerful. So whatever you're facing, whatever battle, struggle, doesn't matter if it's big or small, I'm telling you that prayer works. We pray without ceasing because we need God every single day. You know, a lot of people try this like catch-all prayer. You know, it's one of those things like, Lord, save everybody. Lord, bless everybody. Lord, take care of my finances this year. Lord, you know, help me find a job this year. It's just, we throw out these little single prayers that's supposed to work for a year. But did you know Jesus taught us, we're in a teaching right now on Wednesday nights about the Lord's Prayer, a pattern for prayer. And Jesus taught us to pray every day. Things like, give us this day our daily bread. Now, Lord, I'd rather just say, hey, give me a big chunk of money and I won't bother you anymore for a while, all right? But you see, he wants us to always be looking to him, to always be depending upon him, to never just take for granted the blessings of God, but instead to be looking to him in faith that he's going to bless us each and every day, that he's going to take care of not just our bread. Listen, it's not about bread and water. I'm glad God doesn't put us on bread and water, aren't you? But it is about God blessing and taking care of whatever needs are in our life, big or small. He answers prayer. I'm just telling you, I want to testify this morning that prayer works. Amen. A couple of years ago, my daughter Leslie was just not happy with her job situation and where things were going. She got a vision in her heart for something more. She decided that she really felt like it was a God thing for her to go back to school and get a master's degree. And so she came and told us, you know, that she wanted to go to TCU. And I'm, in my great faith, I'm thinking, yeah, okay, right. I don't know how you're going to pay for that. I mean, I didn't verbalize it. Sometimes when you don't have faith, well, at least keep your mouth shut and don't put that doubt out in the atmosphere, all right? But I was thinking, I don't know how you're going to pay for that. But God did. And the Lord answered her prayers. She got a $60,000 scholarship. I don't know how often that happens, but all I know is that's a miracle to me. Amen. And then in my great faith, then I knew it was a God thing. Well, she just finished up this past week, and Carmen and I wanted to get her some kind of a little gift for graduation, something that she could keep. We wanted something really special, you know, the perfect gift. And so Carmen had been praying about it, and we went shopping together. See, big things, $60,000. Little things, looking for the perfect gift. We went shopping, and we walked into a store, and in less than 3 or 4 minutes, Carmen says, "Oh, look, how about that?" And it was the perfect gift. It just couldn't have been any more perfect to us. And it was really a blessing because we got a great deal and I had a coupon. That means a lot to a tightwad. But it was just an answer to prayer, the little things. And I'm just telling you how often we struggle and we try to do it our way and we push and pull and we gripe and complain. So many things that don't work. And the one thing that absolutely works is prayer. Prayer works. I'm telling you, big things or small, this building is a big thing to us. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of people that said this would never happen. I don't know what they're saying now. But this is a miracle. See, I know the limits of my ability, and I just know this is a God thing. This is an answer to prayer. And this is a blessing of the Lord, not just about a building, but it is about God reaching people and souls being saved. And that's our vision, is to reach people. This building is just a part of that, but it is an answer to prayer. Now, about a year, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now, Wesley, our children's pastor, who was also on our worship team and played guitar and was a lead male vocal, he resigned and moved on. And Carmen and I prayed for a year for a guitar player and a lead male vocal. And along comes Josh Weathers. And wow, exceeding abundantly above what we could have imagined. God just blesses us with a tremendous, talented musician, and not just talent, but such a sweet spirit and anointing on his life. And how blessed we are. I'm just telling you, God answers prayer. Prayer's what works. Now, in that time, I just got to tell you, I tried all kinds of things to find somebody. But I didn't have nothing to do with that. It was just a God thing. Prayer works. Prayer will work in your situation, in your life. Now, let me tell you again, if you didn't pick up on this a minute ago, let me tell you what doesn't work. Worry. Come on, some of you are expert worriers. You know what I'm talking about. It doesn't work. It doesn't accomplish anything. And, you know, sometimes when you're not worrying about stuff, it seems to offend people who are worried about the same stuff. You know, I get that from people sometimes. It's like, come on, you need to be upset over this. No, I don't. I'm going to turn it over to the Lord in prayer. I don't have to be upset. I don't have to worry. I don't have to be anxious. And I'm just telling you, prayer is how we do that. We don't have to be anxious about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we present our request to God, and the peace of God will guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I'm just telling you, prayer works. Worry doesn't work. Here's another one. Complaining doesn't work. It just seems to be part of our human nature. You see it in the scripture throughout history. People have always complained. But in our generation, in our country, we're the most blessed generation of the most affluent country in history, and yet we seem to complain all the time. And it doesn't work. You can complain 24 hours a day, and it won't accomplish anything good. It doesn't work. Quit doing things that don't work. Here's what works. Prayer works. What if we prayed as much as we complained? I mean, what if we just took all our complaining and instead turned it over to prayer time? See, some of you think you don't got much time for prayer. Some of you wonder how you could pray without ceasing. Well, people manage to complain without ceasing. I've been around some of them. How about you? What if we just did what works? Prayer's what works. See, we like to gripe and complain about our country, even though it is such a blessed country, a great place to live. We gripe and complain about our leaders, even though it's so unscriptural for us to do so. The Bible never says to complain about your leaders, but it tells us, it commands us over and over to pray for our leaders, because that's what works. Praying for your leaders works. Complaining about your leaders and attacking them does not work. I'm preaching good right now. Y'all trying to get quiet on me, but it's oh me or oh my or amen one. I mean, but I'm telling you, prayer's what works, and we need to pray for our country. Now, we certainly need to elect godly leaders, but I'm telling you, the key is prayer. Elijah lived in a wicked time in Israel when Ahab was king and Jezebel was the king's wife. It was a terrible time, but he prayed. James chapter 5, 16 through 18, and again halfway through verse 16, it says, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so I just want to say to you, this verse tells us very plainly that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man works. It avails much. It gets a whole lot done. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He wasn't superhuman. He was just like you and me. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. I'm kind of wondering if there's an Elijah somewhere that just prayed for it to rain again here, because, man, we're making up for 3 years, I think. But Elijah lived in this godless time when the people had turned to the prophets of Baal. But because of his prayer, God brought that nation to its knees to turn back to him. I'm just telling you that prayer is the answer. Prayer is what will get the job done. Prayer has a huge impact when we stand in faith and believe God. Just be persistent in your prayer. Prayer works. Another time when the people of God had to put up with an unrighteous king was Acts chapter 12. It tells us that Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some of the church, and he had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. And when he saw how that it pleased the people, he had Peter arrested also and put in prison, intending to put him to death. They put 4 sets of soldiers to watch him around the clock. 2 of them were actually chained to Peter. So there's no way that he could escape. But an angel of the Lord comes to him in the night and leads him out. Peter thought it wasn't real. He thought it was just a vision until he was already out of the gate. And then he realized that God had delivered him. Now, you know, just like today, even then, people would have liked to have said that it wasn't a miracle, that somehow the soldiers must have helped him. But those soldiers were brought in before Herod and questioned, and the Bible tells us that then they put them to death. Why did this happen? Because the church was praying. James was put to death before the church ever really prayed about it. At least there's no record of that. And I don't know why things happen the way they do sometimes. I don't know why James died. I don't have all the answers. But I do know this, that when Peter was arrested and the church started praying, that it made the difference. In verse 5 of Acts 12, it says, Peter was kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And that's what made the difference. Even when Peter has been delivered and he comes to the home where they're praying, they couldn't even believe that it was him, even though the Bible says many were gathered together praying even as he knocked at the gate. They're praying for him, and they couldn't hardly believe that it did work. But I'm telling you, prayer will work. But you know, that's not the end of this story, because as you continue to read after Peter's great deliverance, then the very next thing that happens is that Herod goes to speak to a certain city, and as he's speaking, the people start saying that his voice is the voice of a god and not a man. And because he didn't give glory to God, the Bible says that he died and worms ate him. Don't tell me that prayer doesn't work. I'm telling you, God can totally turn a situation around. Not just to get you by, but to bring a total and complete victory. If we just realize that prayer is the key. Prayer is what works. There's a missionary of the past, a great missionary, George Mueller, who started out his life in ministry with just nothing. But he prayed, and God always made a way. At one point, the Lord put on his heart to start an orphanage, and he only had 50 cents in his pocket, but he prayed. And he prayed, and he didn't tell anybody about his desire to start an orphanage, but he prayed, and God provided. And then over the years, he raised $7 million for the orphanages, for his work. And you got to realize that in our day, $7 million doesn't sound like much money. And in our day, where you see the TV and mass mailings and the internet and everything imaginable to get people to give, George Mueller didn't have any of those things. How in the world could you get people to give $7 million? Prayer. He prayed, and the Lord provided. Over 10,000 children were raised in the orphanages that he supported. Now, I tell you that because I really want to get to a story about the end of his life when he was 93 years old and he was sickly. There was a man who would come and help care for him and take care of him. And he would hear George praying and he would hear him calling out a certain man's name. And so one time after he had finished praying, he asked him, he said, "Who is this man that you're praying for?" And he said, "Before I got saved, this man was my best friend. And I have prayed for him every day for 60 years. Not many days later, George died. But that man came to his gravesite and knelt down and gave his heart to the Lord." Prayer works. May not happen on your time frame. You may not see it come to pass even while you're here in this world, but I'm telling you, prayer works. Don't give up on your prayers. I especially want to encourage you moms, how valuable, how important your prayers are. You just keep praying. Nobody prays like a mom. And you know, praying moms are the best moms. But, you know, when I think about that, I kind of think that all moms are praying moms at some point. Because when your little one is hurting, when they're sick, or when you're worried about your teenager out somewhere, prayer is the only thing that you can do sometimes. But the moms that really pray and intercede for their kids, what a great impact you have. What a difference you make. Prayer works. You read the Bible, you see Abraham interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah. You see Moses interceding for the children of Israel when God was ready to wipe them out. All through the Bible, you see the difference that prayer makes. I'm just telling you, prayer will work. There's a man in Acts chapter 10 named Cornelius who prayed and he gave alms. And the Bible says that his praying and giving came up as a memorial before God. And because of that, the Lord gave Peter a vision and sent Peter to Cornelius' house to minister the gospel to his family so his whole family could get saved. Now that's a miracle. And how did that happen? This Cornelius, he was not even born again yet. He hadn't even heard the gospel yet. But his prayers and giving came up as a memorial before God. And here's what I'm wanting to say to you. Your prayers also are not forgotten. When you pray in faith, I'm telling you, God is not ignoring your prayer. It becomes a memorial before him. And the end result of that prayer was his household was changed forever, was forever saved. Their eternity was changed because he had been offering prayer and giving. He didn't know a whole lot, but what little he knew, he acted on. And here's one thing we all got to know, prayer works. I remember over the years of ministry, many, many difficult times, and my mother would always encourage me. And she would always tell me that she was praying for me. I knew that she was always praying for me. I just proved to you that prayer works. I know my mother prayed for me. I remember when I dated one girl, my mother was praying and praying and praying. That would just not work out. And it didn't. And then prayer works. This is an answer to prayer right here. Wow. Beautiful. I'm just telling you, prayer works. After my mother had a stroke and she was confined to a bed and her personality was not even the same. But when I was the only one there sometimes and the only one in the room, I would tell her, I would say, Mom, I need you to pray for me. And in her condition, she was not always just real alert. But with eyes closed, she would say, I do pray for you. I pray for you all the time. And I'm just telling you, there's not anything more powerful, not anything more special, more meaningful, more loving that you could do for somebody than to pray for them, because prayer works. When all the nagging and criticizing and all the griping, complaining, all those other things, they don't work. But I'm telling you, prayer is what works. You know, when we look around at our family and friends and neighbors and others, we certainly see people that need change. We can see the faults and the flaws and how if they would just do this, life would be better for them, and if they would just serve the Lord. And we certainly should try to minister to them, but you know what? Whatever we do in all of our efforts, it always has to begin with prayer. Jesus said, before you take a strong man's good, or before you take a man's goods, you first got to bind the strong man. Don't ever try to minister to somebody or help somebody without first praying. Oh, how we need the touch of the Spirit. We need God's anointing to be able to speak to people. But here's the point I want to make, is that if we want to reach people, we want to help people, the key is prayer. Prayer is what really works. I want you to stand with me. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer in just a moment. But go ahead and stand with me. I'd like for our prayer partners to come. And I want to say one more thing. I want to talk about one more issue before we pray here at the front. And that is simply this. If you've come to this service this morning and you're not really serving God with a whole heart, there's a mother that's praying for you. Now you might say, well, my mother's not here. My mother's gone to be with the Lord as mine has. But I know that my mother's prayers are still a memorial before God, and so are yours. But if you're not really serving God and not really where you should be with the Lord, I want you to know that your mother wants the very best for you. That's all she really wants, is she wants you to enjoy life. She wants things to go well for you. She wants you to be happy and healed and have the blessings of God. She knows that if you just serve the Lord with a whole heart, God would bless you. That's what your mother wants for you. It's not about going to church on Mother's Day. It's not about going to church every Sunday. It's about really serving God, turning your life over to Jesus, letting Him be the Lord of your life. And I just want to tell you this morning that as your mother loves you and prays for you, as Jonathan said earlier in the service, there's a God who loves you even more and wants the very best for you. But you got to be willing to invite Him into your life. You've got to be willing to open that door and let Him come in and fellowship with you. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that You would have Your way in each and every heart today. I pray, Father, that the word of the Lord will not be snatched away by the wicked one, but Father, that we will cherish this word and allow it to bring forth a great harvest of miracles and blessings and mighty deliverances and change in our world, in Jesus' name. But I pray especially, Father, for those who are not really serving You, not really in a close relationship with You, walking with You each and every day. I pray, Father, that today would be a day of change for them, a day of repentance, a day of a new beginning, in Jesus' mighty name. I thank You for it. Amen. Amen. I'm going to dismiss the congregation in just a moment. But I want to say this again. Prayer works. Jesus said, if any two agree together as touching anything, it shall be done for them of my Father in heaven. Jesus says the prayer of agreement works. What an opportunity this morning to come and have somebody, a believer, somebody that really believe with you, to pray with you. And so whatever your need might be, listen, if you need to get things right with God, haven't really been serving the Lord, if you need to make a new commitment, maybe you need to make a new commitment to prayer, or maybe there's a burden that's heavy on your heart this morning, listen, prayer works. So if you have a prayer need, if you need prayer for any reason, as I dismiss the congregation this morning, I encourage you to make your way down here. Prayer works. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Lord bless you.